Welcome to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. A fourth generation of leadership announced this week at Tyson Foods. On Tuesday, the company announced the promotion of John Randall Tyson to Chief Sustainability Officer. The promotion is effective immediately, and Tyson will report directly to President and CEO Noel White. The 29-year-old Tyson is the son of company chairman John H. Tyson and great-grandson of Tyson's founder, John W. Tyson. He recently joined the company and over the past 5 years has been an observer at the company's board of directors meetings. He is also a lecturer at the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. Tyson has a bachelor's degree in economics from Harvard University and an MBA from the Stanford University Graduate School of Business. He previously worked in investment banking for J.P. Morgan and as a private equity and venture capital investor. Justin Whitmore, who had been serving as Tyson Foods' Chief Sustainability Officer since 2017, will now turn his full attention to leading the company's growing alternative protein business. For more, you can read our story online at nwabusinessjournal.com. When we come back, we will hear more about a rural workforce summit that is planned next month at Winthrop Rockefeller Institute on Pettigean Mountain. We appreciate you tuning in for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Winthrop Rockefeller Institute on Pettigean Mountain, that's in Conway County near Morrilton, will host a Rural Workforce Summit from October 2nd through October 4th. The three-day summit will bring several stakeholders together to examine issues, resources, and access to workforce opportunity in parts of rural Arkansas. According to the Institute's marketing director, the summit plans to invite attendees representing business, education, municipal government agencies, nonprofit agencies, and other workforce development professionals. Here is Janet Harris with Roby Brock discussing more about rural workforce in Arkansas. Outside of about seven counties in the state, Benton and Washington counties being two of those, job growth in rural areas has mostly been a struggle.
So there are challenges that affect those urban centers just as they affect rural centers. So understanding how to keep pace with the shifting population dynamics, understanding how technology is implementing the kind of skills that workers need for good jobs today. But if you add on to that the added complexity of being in rural America and the challenges that they face, it's the reason that the USDA called for a workforce innovation network to be started last year. And so the regional Workforce Innovation Center with USDA put out a call for all the organizations who are interested in developing partnerships that can help address some of those challenges.
So, so you kind of touched around this subject that there are a lot of challenges. What does a rural community face when it faces the population decline? Just take a Delta County or a Western Arkansas County or some South Arkansas County that has lost, say, 20% of its population over the last decade. That's not uncommon.
So. Right, not uncommon. And not only are those population numbers shifting in that way, but the population overall is becoming older. The workforce is becoming older. And so some of the challenges you can imagine are those individuals who live in rural communities understanding what the needs of the sectors are that serve them, and also having access to technical skills and training programs that they would need in order to find those jobs. The other particular challenge is that what you're seeing in workforce development now is an emphasis on kind of sector collaborations and pipeline for industry. And so what you want to do is try to establish a workforce environment and ecosystem where you're actually feeding the system pipeline and working with those industries that are, you know, closest to you in your area. And so just trying to identify all those challenges and connect the right organizations together so that they can develop these programs is pretty critical.
Is this about replacing the workers that are going to be exiting the workforce? Is this about attracting industry and businesses to rural parts of Arkansas? Mm-hmm. Or is this about creating new jobs?
I think it's a little bit of both, or all three, actually. And so right now, the emphasis for our summit will be to have education and industry professionals come together and talk about what the workforce needs of the future look like and how they can establish training and education programs around those needs. But, you know, also there is a discussion about how do you create jobs and opportunities in rural communities, even if it's they're not a traditional manufacturing sector, because, as you know, even though Arkansas has held pretty steady in manufacturing, mm-hmm. there's a decline in that industry here in the state. And so this summit is really intended to catalyze those creative partnership opportunities. And we're looking at not only rural Arkansas, but rural Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi.
Is attendance closed? Are you still looking for participants?
Yes. Anyone who is invested in workforce training, who's interested in innovative ideas around workforce training and development, can register on our website. It's RockefellerInstitute.org. And we have several different levels of registration. If you can't make all 3 days, you can register for a day session or for both evening lodging.
And that is Janet Harris with Roby Brock discussing a rural workforce summit that is coming October 2nd through the 4th at the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute. All right, now time for some leadership news at Sam's Club. The warehouse retailer in Bentonville has hired Megan Crozier as its new chief merchant officer. Crozier has spent the past 16 years working for Walmart. She joined the company as an engineer in a grocery distribution center in Temple, Texas. She moved to Bentonville to work as a supply chain manager supporting merchandising, and in 2005, she became an assistant buyer. For the past 2 years, she has served as senior vice president and general merchandise manager of packaged goods. She'll start her new job with Sam's Club on September 16th. And that is all for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Remember to follow us online at nwabusinessjournal.com, and you can also like and follow us on both Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.